弟兄姊妹平安，
平安。
Peace to everyone。
感谢主能够跟大家再次来分享神的话语。
Thank you for the Lord that I'm here to share the word with you。
今天我要跟大家分享的题目叫“福音本是神的大能”。
Today's topic is Gospel is the power of God.
我们今天要主要看的经文是整本罗马书的最前面一段。
The passage that we're going to study today is the most important part, the first part of the entire book of Romans.
可以说是罗马书的一个序。
It's the beginning of the book of Romans.
那这罗马书是解释基督教的福音的最完整的一卷书。
And book of Romans is the book that gives the most complete explanation of the New Testament.
在宗教改革之后，那个加尔文他曾经这样说。
After the reform, Calvin once said this.
说如果这封书的书信你真的能够明白了解了以后
，If we can understand completely of these letters,
你就可以进到圣经里头最深最宝藏的那个地方，你就变成好像敞开一扇门了。
Then we can open a door.To the most profound truths of the scripture.
所以今天这个罗马书我们要看的是对我们每一个基督徒都是非常重要的。
Therefore, this book of Romans is an extremely important book for all the Christians.
那我们现在就来读一下这个罗马书一章一到十七节，有三页。
So we're going to read first chapter, verse 1 to 17.
第一页呢，我们读中文；第二页的时候，我们读英文；第三页，我们再读中文。
And we put them on three slides. On the first slide, we'll read Chinese. The second slide, we'll read English. And then the third slide, we read Chinese.
耶稣基督仆人保罗，奉召为使徒，特派传神的福音。这福音是神从前借众先知在圣经上所应许的，论到他儿子我主耶稣基督，按肉体说是大卫后裔生的，按圣善的人说因从死里复活，以大能显明神的儿子，我们从他受了恩惠并使徒的职分，在万国中叫人对他的名信服增大。
And you also are among those Gentiles who are called to belong to Jesus Christ. To all in Rome who are loved by God and called to be His holy people, grace and peace to you from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ.First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for all of you, because your faith is being recorded all over the world. God, who I serve in my spirit in preaching the gospel of his Son, is my witness how constantly I remember you in my prayers at all times. And I pray that now, as I ask by God's will,The way may be open for me to come to you. I long to see you so that I may impart to you some spiritual truth to make you strong. That is, that you and I may be mutually encouraged by each other's faith.
弟兄们，我不愿你们不知道，我屡次定意往你们那里去，要在你们中间得些果子。如同你其余的外邦人中一样，只是到如今仍有阻隔。无论是希腊人、外邦人、聪明人、愚拙人，我都欠他们的债， 所以请愿你尽我的力量，将福音也传给你们在罗马的人。我不以福音为耻，这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的，先是犹太人，后是希腊人。因为神的义正在这福音上显出来，这义是本于信，以至于信。如经上所记，
一人必因信得生。
我们做一个祷告。
Let's pray。
主，我们在天上的父神，我们真是满心感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
求主现在与我们同在。
May you be with us.
让我们有一个敞开的心来聆听你的话语。
Open our hearts so that we can listen your word. Listen to your word.
让我们明白你福音的真意。
So that we can understand the truth in the gospel.
带领我们以下的时间。
Guide our time.
我们这样祷告，是奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
阿门。阿门。今天我们主要讲的有三个部分，第一个就是保罗到底是谁，第二个是福音到底是什么，然后我们最重要的是讲福音是神的大能的，它的内涵是什么。
Today we're going to cover this in three parts. First, who is Paul?And second, what is gospel? And third, gospel is the power of God.
那么，第一节说，耶稣基督的仆人保罗，奉召为使徒，特拜传神的福音。
In the first verse, it says, Paul, a servant of Christ Jesus, called to be an apostle and set apart for the gospel of God.
这边特别让我们注意的是这个仆人。
We should pay attention to the word servant.
那么这仆人他原来的意思是奴隶，就是 slave.
Originally, this word meant slave.
那以前奴隶的话，主人要他去死，他就去死；叫他往东，他就不能往西的。
And as a slave in the past, whatever the master want them to do, they have to do it.
那么所以这怎么意思？仆人的意思就是保罗说。很简单，我的生命是属于我的主耶稣基督的。
And Paul meant very simply, my life is completely belonging to the Lord.
但是如果你读圣经，特别是启示录的时候，你知道原来保罗不是这样的人。
But if you read the Bible, especially other parts of the Bible, you'd see that Paul wasn't always like this.
他本来是要去这个。把这个基督徒要抓到监狱的。
He used to prosecute the Christians.
所以有一天他走到这大马色的这个路上的时候，神基督耶稣向他发大光照他。
So one day he was on his way to Damascus, and there God shined a great light upon him.
保罗原来是一个法利赛人，是一个很虔诚的犹太教人。
He was a Pharisee, and he was a devout person in Jewish faith.
那么他他也跟一个很好的老师学习，所以在他的信仰中，他是非常有学问的人。
And he was a learned person, a teacher in Jewish faith.
所以在犹太教的这个领域之下，他是一个非常精英的分子。
And he was considered an elite.
可是当他遇见耶稣基督之后。他的身份完全改变了，他变成了耶稣基督的奴隶。
But after he met Christ, his greatest identity had become Christ's servant.
你就可以看到这个人，他的人生是有个翻天覆地的改变。
Here you can see that his life had a great, complete transformation.
那我们每个人，我们都要问。我到底是谁？
And each one of us should ask, "Who am I?"
我到底有没有价值？
Do I have any value?
这个世界告诉你，你的价值就是你的工作、你的收入，你到底行不行？你到底成不成功？
This world tells us that your value comes from your work, your income, and whether or not you're successful.
但是圣经告诉我们说，我们最重要的。 就是我们是不是属于基督。
But the Bible tells us that it's more important that if we belong to Jesus.
当我们读这段圣经的时候，我们就看到一点，就是说保罗啊，他完全被福音所占据了。
When we read this passage, we can see that Paul was completely consumed by the gospel.
读十三节那边说，弟兄们，我不愿意你们不知道，我屡次定意往你们那里去，要在你们中间得些果子，如同其余各外邦人一样。只是到如今仍有阻隔，无论是希腊人、化外人、聪明人、愚拙人，我都欠他们的债。所以情愿尽我的力量，将福音也传给你们在罗马的人。
In verse 13 to 15, he said, I do not want you to be unaware, brothers and sisters, that I planned many times to come to you, but have been prevented from doing so until now, in order that I might have a harvest among you, just as I have had among the other Gentiles. I am obligated both to the Greek and non-Greeks, both to the wise and the foolish. That is why I am so eager to preach the gospel also to you who are in Rome.
我们看这段圣经就，我们就可以看到保罗，他对传福音呢，非常的兴奋，非常的积极，非常激动，而且充满了感情，他要把福音传给所有的人。
Here we can see that Paul,he was extremely excited, proactive, thrilled, and enthusiastic about sharing the gospel with all the people.
就好像一个人欠了债后，他真的想要快点把这个还出去一样。
It's as if that he had a debt and he wanted to repay it as soon as possible.
所以他就尽力的去传。
Therefore, he exerted himself wholeheartedly.
那么保罗在圣经里头，可以说新约圣经里头，他是最了不起的一个基督徒。
Paul is the most remarkable Christian in the Bible, especially in the New Testament.
新约里头有27本书，那么其中13本都是保罗，神借着保罗向我们启示。
There are 27 books in the New Testament.Out of them, 13 were revealed to us by God through Paul.
所以我们他是我们的榜样。
Therefore, he is our example.
他是我们的榜样，我们要学习，我们要把我们的生命交给耶稣基督，我们要努力的传福音。
He is our example, and therefore we need to learn from him, and we should also give ourselves to Christ, and we should also strive to spread the gospel.
那什么是福音呢
？So what is the gospel?
我会用很短的时间把福音很简短的把它告诉大家。
I can give you a short explanation.
那福音就是好消息。
Gospel means good news.
那这个好消息，特别是从耶稣基督来的。
In particular, it refers to the good news from the Lord Jesus.
那讲什么东西呢？就是。他为我们罪钉死在十字架上。
The news that he died for our sins.
感谢主，他又复活了。
Thanks to the Lord that he rose again.
不但复活，他升天到了父神的右边。
And he was exalted to the right hand of our Lord.
他是我们的主，他也是我们的救主。
He became the Lord and our Savior.
他为了我们的罪，他给我们那个悔改的心和赦罪的恩赐。
He gave us a heart of repentance and the grace of forgiveness.
这些是给那些凡是有信心、愿意悔改的这些人。
He gave this to all those who repent and believe in him.
不但如此，他把赦罪的恩赐给我们，也给我们圣灵。
Not only he gives us the grace of forgiveness, he also gives us a gift of Holy Spirit.
不但如此，而且给我们这个永生盼望。
As well as the hope for the eternal life.
所以事实上，他将所有圣经这就是福音的这个福分，全部都赐给我们。那这就是福音的这个大纲。
In fact, he has given us all the blessings of salvation.
那我们主要要花的时间是在这个神福音是神的大能，它的内涵到底是什么？
And then we want to spend more time on gospel is the power of God and what it encompasses.
第十六节到十七节说：“我不以福音为耻，这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的，先是犹太人，后是希腊人。”因为神的义正在这福音上显明出来，这义是本于信，以至于信，如经上所记，义人必因信得生。
In verse 16 to 17, it says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew, then to the Gentile. For in the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed." A righteousness that is by faith from first to last, just as it is written, the righteous will live by faith.
保罗接下来跟我们讲说，福音本是神的大能。
So here Paul tells us that the gospel is the power of God.
这个原文的意思就是我们今天那火药 dynamite 火药。的字根
The word power literally means driving force. It is derived from the word dynamite.
它原文的意思就是一个动力跟全能。
It originally means a driving force or authority.
就像炸药也好，有爆发性。
And it has an explosive energy.
今天你在世界上，特别是现在，就有很多不同的能力力量。
We can see that there are all kinds of powers in this world today.
特别现在什么太阳能啊、风能啊的。
We have solar power and we have wind power.
在政治上有政治的能力，经济上有经济的能力，军事上有军事的能力。
And there is political power, economic power, as well as military power.
但是这些能力。跟我们现在要讲的这个神的大能是完全不一样的。
But there is one kind of power that is different from all of these.
因为福音这个大能是最用来拯救所有人类。
It is the power that saves man.
那这个大能呢是给一切相信的。
And this power is for all who believe.
它不是给那些行为好有德性的人
It is not for the virtuous.
那也不是给那些很虔诚修行的人
And it is not for the devout.
他也不是给教会的这个 member.
It is not for church members.
而是给那些所有相信的人
It is for all who believe.
那么这个呢就是这罗马书的这个核心主题也就是我们基督教所说的因信称义的这个主题。
This is the core theme of the book of Romans, and it is also the Christian theme of justification by faith.
我们人怎么样跟神恢复那个这的关系呢
？So how do we restore our relationship with God?
并不是我们一个人必须要怎么样做得多好多好。
It is not based on what we have done.
而是说耶稣基督他为我们做了什么。
It is based on what Christ had done for us.
不是我们做什么，是神为我们做什么，而我们就有一个就反应。
And it is also based on our response to what God had done for us.
就是我们对他的信心的反应。
It is in our faith.
保罗说神这种大能是本于信，以至于信。
Paul said that God's power is by faith from first to last.
就是从开始是信，到最终还是信。
In other words, it says that we do everything based on faith from the beginning to the end.
你要开始得救，第一件事情你就要信耶稣基督为你死在十字架上。
If you want to be saved, the first thing that you should do is to believe that Jesus has died for you on the cross.
你信了耶稣之后，你要活一个基督徒的生活，你也是靠你的信心使你成为圣洁。
And we, after you become a believer, then by faith, we can live a sanctified life.
到了最后，你要成为这个的神跟神一体的时候，也是用信心来仰望那个永生。
And also by faith, we look for the future and we hope for eternity.
所以保罗就引用哈巴谷书上说，义人必因信得生。
Therefore, Paul quoted from the book of Habakkuk, who said, "The righteous person will live by his faithfulness."
从17节也是18节，我们再看，因为神的义正在这福音上显明出来，这义是本于信，以至于信。如经上所记，义人必因信得生。
And we can look at verse 17. For in the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed, a righteousness that is by faith from first to last, just as it is written, the righteous will live by faith.
你从这边这些经文的时候，你就会看见两个词。
From these verses, you can see two words.
神的义跟义人这两个词。
One is the righteousness of God, and the other is the righteous person.
我们知道义跟罪是完全相反的。
And we know that the words righteousness and sin, these are two opposite words.
是对的就不是义。你是义就没有罪。
Sin is not righteousness, and righteousness is not sin.
当我们到教会的时候，大家都会告诉你，我们人都是罪人。
When you come to the church, people will tell you that we're all sinners.
那我们这一个罪人，我们怎么可以成为义人呢？
So how can we go from being sinful, to being righteous?
所有的宗教都知道我们人是有问题的。
Every religion knows that as a human being, we have problems.
所以其他的宗教就说你要守诫命，要行善，要修行，要积德。
And therefore, religions generally tell you to keep the commandments, to do good deeds, to cultivate yourself and to accumulate merits.
那我们基督徒，我们一个叫到基督教人，我们怎么样成为从一个罪人中？变成一个义人。
But as a Christian, how can we turn from a sinful person to a righteous person?
那这边讲神的义。
Here we talk about God's righteousness.
保罗说神的义不只是一个概念。
What here Paul speaks of God's righteousness, this is not just a concept.
是什么呢？
What is it?
就是耶稣基督。
It is Jesus Christ.
他就是神的义。耶稣基督，他就是神的义。
He is the righteousness of God.
所以当我们相信他的时候，耶稣基督的这个神的义就加到我们的账目上面。
When we choose to believe in him, then God's righteousness is added to our account.
所以在宗教改革的时候，这些他们就认为说，这是一个伟大的交换。
This is why the reformers call the great exchange.
他承担了我们的罪。
Jesus bore our sins.
并且把他的义加在我们身上。
And gave us his righteousness.
我们从旧约圣经，我们就可以看到。到处都有献祭这件事情。
Throughout the Old Testament, we can see numerous instances of offerings.
神要以色列人经常的献牛羊在这个祭坛上。
God required Israelites to sacrifice cows and lambs on the altar.
所以，比方说，这利未记3章13节这边就讲了， 要按手在羊山羊头上，宰在会幕前，亚伦的子孙要把血洒在坛的周围。
For instance, in Leviticus, chapter 3, verse 13, it says, lay your hand on its head and slaughter it in front of the tent of meeting. Then Aaron's sons shall splash its blood against the sides of the altar.
所以这比方说祭司献祭，祭司献祭的时候，他必须要首先把这个手啊按在这个羊或者牛的头上。
So before slaughtering the animal of offering, the priest would place his hand on the head of a cow or a lamb.
杀了这个羊或牛的时候，这个血啊要洒在坛的周围，甚至会幕的这个帐幕上面。
After killing the animal, then the priest needed to sprinkle the blood around the altar, even on the tent of the tabernacle.
为什么要把手按在这羊的身上？为什么要洒血在这个坛旁边呢？
Why do they need to place their hand on the head of the animal? Why do they need to sprinkle the blood?
那新约这希伯来书九章二十二节就把这个事情解释了。
And it was explained in Hebrews chapter 9.
按着律法，凡物差不多都是用血洁净的，若不流血，罪就不得赦免。
In verse 22 it says, in fact, the law requires that nearly everything be cleansed with blood. And without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness.
所以把这个羊杀了之后就流血，那么罪就可以得赦免。
Therefore, when they killed the animal, then it symbolizes that they received forgiveness.
当按手在这个羊的身上，其实就表示说献祭的人的罪啊，这个羊给代替了。
The act of laying hands on the goat on the head of the goat signifies the transferring the sins of the person who is making the offering onto the goat itself.
这牲畜，这个羊跟牛啊，是不能有残疾的，就是它的毛如果乱了或者都不行的。
And the animal of the offering must be without blemish, must be perfect.
所以必须要没有残疾，是完美的，所以不能随便拿一只羊去献祭。
And people could not just pick up a cow or a goat randomly as an offering animal.
因为这是神所是亵渎神的，所以不能就必须要要有一个 perfect， 就是无残疾完美的这样。
Because if they do so, then it would be blasphemy to God. So they must pick something that is perfect.
那我们就看这从那亚伯拉罕开始，他们就一直献祭，一直献祭。
Starting from Abraham, they kept doing this.
他们为什么献又献，每年都献，而且献很多呢
？Why did they have to do this continually year after year？
因为那些献祭只能暂时的赦罪，是不能够真正解决问题的。
Because those sacrifices。They could only relieve the problem of sins. They could not deal with the root of sins.
为什么在旧约的时候，神一直不断的告诉我们你要献祭，要献祭
？In the Old Testament time, God had required them to do the offering continuously.
其实神在启示以色列人说，有一天有一个完美的神的羔羊，那才是能解决人。问题那个救赎的工作
，because God had indeed continuously enlightened the Israelites that one day, only a Lamb of God can truly complete the work of man's redemption.
这是神在永世之前就已经预备的这样一个计划。
This is God's plan prepared long, long time ago.
所以，当时候满足的时候。神就差遣他的儿子耶稣基督。
Therefore, when the time was due, God sent His Son Jesus.
他道成肉身，成为一个人。
He came to this world to become a man.
他是一个完全的人，也是一个完全的神。
He was both God and man.
他来就是要为我们成为这个赎罪祭。
And He came to serve as the atoning sacrifice for us.
所以第三节那边说，论到他儿子，我主耶稣基督，按肉体说是从大卫后裔生的，按圣善的灵说因从死里复活，以大能显明是神的儿子。
Therefore, in verse 3 and 4, it says, regarding his son, who, as to his earthly life, was a descendant of David, and who, through the spirit of holiness, was appointed the Son of God in power by his resurrection from the dead, Jesus Christ our Lord.
所以他是大卫后裔生的。
So he was a descendant of David.
所以他是一个人。
So he was a human.
要解决人的罪，你杀羊是没有办法，必须要有一个人才能够替另外一个人赎罪。
We need a person in order to atone on behalf of us.
不但他是人的人，而且他是神的儿子。
In addition, he is also a son of God.
那我们基督教三位一体真神耶稣基督，他就是神了。
Jesus is God.
那么神是圣洁的，神是没有罪的。
And as God, he is perfect. He had no sin.
现在，比方有一个人做了小偷。
So for example, if someone is a thief today,
他不可以找另外一个小偷来替他罪的。
Can he look for another thief to bear his sin?
同样的道理，我们人是罪人，你不能够找另外一个罪人来替我们罪。
Similarly, as a sinful person, you cannot have another sinful person to take over your sin.
耶稣他是神，他是无罪的，所以他能够代替我们有罪的人赎罪。
Jesus, he is God, and he is perfect. He had never sinned. Therefore, he is able to atone for us.
这就是神所做的事情。
This is God's doing.
在相当于2000年前，耶稣基督就在十字架上为我们钉死。
More than 2000 years ago, Jesus was nailed to the cross to die for us.
我们知道后来耶稣死了以后，公元70年的时候，罗马人攻打这个耶路撒冷，把这个圣殿给毁掉。
We know that in about 70 AD, that year, the Romans, they attacked Jerusalem and they destroyed the temple.
而且照着犹太人律法，没有那个红牛哈法，所以他们从70年以后就没有献过祭。
And from then on, the Israelites had not sacrificed.
为什么？因为神的羔羊已经献祭，已经不需要再做这种献祭。
This is because Lamb of God had already accomplished had become a atoning sacrifice, and there's no need for any other sacrifices.
好，那我们人，我们到底该做什么呢
？So as a human being, what should we do?
那么在创世纪15章的时候讲一个故事。
In Genesis chapter 15, there was a story.
就是亚伯拉罕，这个他的太太都老了，都没办法生孩子的时候，这个亚伯拉罕说：“你都没有给我这个后嗣，那就给我一个仆人，就当我的后人了。”
So Abraham, his wife was really old, and he still didn't have a son back then. So Abraham was just considering maybe just taking one of his servants to be his heir.
但是神跟亚伯拉罕说，只有从你身上生出来的才是你的后裔。
But God told Abraham that only the one that came from you can be your heir.
可是圣经这边讲什么？
What did the Bible tell us?
亚伯拉罕信耶和华，耶和华就以此为他的义。
It says, Abraham believed the Lord, and he credited it to him as righteousness.
所以找着亚伯拉罕的时候，神已经告诉人说，啊，信跟义的关系。
So back then, in the time of Abraham, God already told him and us the relation between righteousness and faith.
十七节里面有说，因为神的义正在这福音上显明出来，这义是本于信，以至于信。如经上所记，义人必因信得生。
Again, verse 17 tells us, for in the gospel the righteousness of God is revealed, a righteousness that is by faith from first to last, just as it is written, the righteous will live by faith.
当你献祭的时候，你把手放在这羊牛的头上的时候，其实就彰显你信神告诉你的话。
When you become a believer, when you lay your hand on the sacrifice of a goat or a cow.
所以这件事情，我们信的这件事情，其实也是神的恩典。
You were telling God that you are believing. Therefore, it is God's blessing for us to have that faith.
当时的时候，这个献祭人把头按在这个头羊的身上，他的罪就加在就变成羊身上，而这个所杀的生就变成赎了我们的罪。
When back then, when people laid their hand on the sacrificing animal, their sin were transferred to the goat or the cow, and they were used, and these animals were used to atone for their sins.
所以在哥林多后书5:21说，神使那无罪的替我们成为罪，好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。
Therefore, in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21, it tells us, God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God.
所以我们一个义人怎么成为义呢？
So how can we become a righteous person?
不是你要做多少好事。
It's not because that you can do a lot of good things.
而是把我们的罪给耶稣的义就转在我们身上。
But to lay our sins on Jesus and then to receive the righteousness that comes from him.
所以这才是人实际能够得救的唯一的方法。
This is the only way for us to be saved.
在15世纪的时候，有一个很了不起的人叫马丁路德。
In the 15th century, there is this remarkable person called Martin Luther.
马丁路德原来是天主教的一个修士，就到那个深山上去修行的一个修士。
He was originally a Catholic monk.
他知道自己是怎么样一个人，所以他一天到晚在那边挣扎，说我怎么能够面对那个神，完全圣洁的神。
He knew himself, and so he struggled every day because he couldn't understand how he could face the perfect God.
所以他就用各样的方法努力去向神祷告啊，向神进食祷告，求神的平安。
So he tried many methods to find peace, including fasting, including praying.
很多天主教的信徒，他们觉得自己非常罪恶，就拿鞭子自己抽自己的。
And sometimes a lot of these Catholic people, they thought they're so bearing so much guilt. Sometimes they even use the whips to hit themselves.
是马丁路德，他用了各样方法，包括这些苦行。
He used many methods, including penances.
但是他始终找不到平安。
But he could not find peace.
可有一天，他读了罗马书以后
，So So one day he read the first chapter of the book of Romans.
他就看到神的意不是我们要跟神为神做什么东西。
And he realized that God's righteousness is not something that we can do for God.
而是上帝通过耶稣基督的信心赐给我们的东西。
But rather, something that God gives to us through faith in Jesus Christ.
所以当他发现这件事情的时候，好像天堂的大门就向他敞开一样。
So when he discovered this, it was as if that the gates of heaven had opened to him.
他知道那个真理之后，他就开始就引起了这个宗教改革的这件事情。
And he started the movement of the reform of the religion.
今天所有世界上其他的宗教，唯一就是你必须要变成一个好人，你要努力的修行。
Other religions in the world today all requires us to improve ourselves and to become a good person.
但是我们知道，不论我们怎么做，我们永远没办法达到那个标准。
But we know that no matter how hard we try, we can never reach that standard.
是唯独耶稣基督这个基督教的这个福音，它才是人神能的大能来解决我们人的问题。
Only the Christian gospel, which is based on God's great power, can solve our human problems.
今天我盼望我能够把这个神的大能这件事跟大家讲得清楚明白，大家都明白。
Today I hope that I am able to explain the meaning of gospel as the power of God clearly.
我也盼望每一个人都能够说，我愿意像保罗一样。
And I also hope that each one of us can do this just like Paul.
我们这一生一世要把我们自己成为属于基督耶稣的人。
That we can give ourselves to Christ.
而也愿意把这个福音能够传给更多的人。
That we're willing to share the gospel with others.
所以我今天愿意鼓励在座的每一个弟兄姐妹。
Therefore, I want to encourage brothers and sisters here.
你愿意不愿意说这一生我愿意完全属于基督？
Do you want to give yourself to Christ for the rest of your life?
你也愿意不愿意说，我要愿意让更多人能够明白圣经，明白这个福音。
Are you willing to spread the gospel and to make others understand it?
你愿不愿意说，在2026年这一年，去邀请一个朋友到教会来
？Are you willing to bring a friend to church this year?
如果每一个弟兄姐妹都愿意请一个弟兄姐妹到教会来，那教会马上就成长了。
If we are willing to bring one friend to church, every one of us do that, then our church can grow.
求主祝福每一个人。
May our God bless everyone.
让我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的父神，真是满心感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we sincerely give our thanks to you.
感谢你，我们这些罪人今天成为义。
We thank you for transforming us sinful human beings into the righteous ones.
不是我们能做什么。
It's not because what we could do.
全是耶稣基督他已经做成了。
It was because what Jesus had already done for us.
求主给我们信心。
May the Lord give us faith.
不但能够得到你的救恩，
that not only we can receive your salvation through it，
而且相信你会在我们这世上让我们成为圣洁，
but know that you will sanctify us in this world。
求主也让我们相信，我们有一天我们要与你同在天上。
May you strengthen the belief that one day we'll be with you in heaven。
求主帮助我们所有的人。
May you help each one of us。
让我们把我们的生命奉献在耶稣基督面前，
so that we can give ourselves，
我们就一生一世都为主而活，
that we can live for you for the rest of our lives。
也求主让我们把这个宝贝的福音传给更多的人。
May you also help us to spread the gospel.
让他们也跟我们一样有这样的福分。
So that they can receive the blessing just like us.
鼓励我们每一个弟兄姐妹。
Lord, we ask that you encourage each one of our brothers and sisters.
我们这样感谢祷告，是奉主耶稣基督的名。
And we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 谢谢。
Will you stand with me? 我们一起来唱首回应的诗歌。
Be a strong inside.
his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Amen. Praise the Lord. 我们默祷和忏悔。